Last weekend in Sydney's south, a cyclist seriously injured after colliding with a car. The rider lucky to escape with her life. That's according to reports. Now, an OECD report to hand shows that Australia and Canada, the only two of its 27 member countries to have had an increase in cyclist deaths between 2010 and 2011. What's going on there? That OECD report says Australia experienced a 10% rise in cyclist deaths on that time. The 2013 statistics, they also show that cycling fatalities in New South Wales alone have doubled since 2012. It's a risky business, but could it be made safer? Well, one person who thinks so is Mark Texter. He's chairman of the Amy Gillett Foundation. Changes are needed, says Mark. Mark, welcome.
G'day, John.
What is it about Australia and Canada that make us the odd ones out?
Well, I think one of the things that's happening is that, you know, we've had a rapid increase in the interest in cycling. We're seeing, you know, an increase in participation. But we're also seeing injury rates rising higher than participation on the last valid national injury data. And that's the direct concern. And our research shows that distraction and a lack of consciousness of the higher number of cyclists on the road is leading to some of these problems. We've got, distraction issues are significant. And a distraction means that, you know, smaller road users like cyclists are at greater risk. They're not looked out for enough. They're not noticed. We've got to factor in some proper planned behavioural change amongst drivers and more awareness amongst cyclists that they are, in fact, vulnerable road users.
Yes, I mean, obviously vulnerable given that they're just people on a very little machine with no protection. Is there something of a turf war going on Australian roads? As you say, Mark, the number of cyclists are increasing. Is that something, to some extent, resented by other road users?
Well, I think, I'd be reluctant to, I think we have enough tabloids presenting everything as a war. Mm. The fact is, many cyclists are car drivers, many car drivers are cyclists. It's about shared awareness. And look, even if we were to, look for separated bike paths, we can't build millions of kilometres of separated bike paths. Even if we wanted to do that, the number of riders increasing on the road is going to happen faster then we can build bike paths. So we're going to have to face the music here and realise that we are going to be sharing the road.
And that seems clear because, even with that rise in increase, the rise in the number of cyclists increases apace too. So people aren't being put off by the fact that there's a risk involved in it.
That's right. Well, and that's because they want to ride. They've been told for years that we ought to encourage healthy activities, ride to work, encourage your children to ride to school, etc. And the sole aim of our Amy Gillett Foundation is to decrease road deaths. Now, that's got three components: traffic calming, a better cycling environment, with better roads and pathways infrastructure. We do need some road rules change. We've been lobbying successfully now in Queensland for minimum passing distance. So yep. Queensland's about to put in a law of a minimum passing distance of a metre under 60 and a metre and a half over 60 kilometres an hour. But most importantly, Jonathan, we need improved education. It's not a war out there. There's fellow citizens on the road. Awareness is key. Be aware there's people riding their bikes. Not everyone's an alleged liker allowed. There are blokes riding to work in their booth. There are women riding to their offices or with their kids to school. There are a bunch of family members out there trying to do the right thing and staying healthy on our roads. 30 seconds more on your trip to give a rider a bit of distance, isn't going to kill your day, but it will kill someone if you don't do it. Shared awareness, give drivers a meter, and be aware that there's vulnerable road users out there.
As you say, Amy Gillett Foundation campaigning on that metre matters message strongly, and that taken up in a trial way. In Queensland, what are the chances of getting some sort of a national approach to overtaking distance legislation?
Well, there's a number of proposals in virtually each one of the state parliaments. We had some nice indications from Jamie Briggs, the Assistant Infrastructure Minister, the other day, that he'd consider it in relation to a national scheme. And the most important thing about driving, as it were, for a metre matters legislation is just the awareness that these sorts of things, minimum passing distances, are important, will help change awareness that there are vulnerable road users out there with needs. It doesn't have to be a war. It's about a shared respect. So we do ask cyclists, particularly those training for events, to act responsibly on the road. We're seeing some good self-policing now in Melbourne and other places. But we also ask for respect from and distance from drivers. It's about shared respect. So simply, 48 odd fatalities that happened, I think, last year, shouldn't happen.
Yes. Now, Mark Texter, you're a man not without access to certain high levels of Australian government, and we currently have a Prime Minister with a demonstrated fondness for matters cycling. Is there a potential here for some sort of prime ministerial lead in this area?
Well, I think it's about working with governments at all levels, and we've got a nice campaign going with the New South Wales government at the moment called It's a Two-Way Street, about shared awareness. It's about working with bureaucracy and committees. I don't think there's a shortcut to Jonathan. I think it's about hard work at all levels. The foundation is a research-based foundation. We have a group of researchers working out the best way to do things. So we'll avoid the one-dimensional lobbying and keep proposing positive change to all levels of government, mainly based on shared awareness, widespread traffic calming, better cycling environment, key road rules change like a metre matters, but mostly using opportunities like this to talk about improved education and awareness amongst both cyclists and indeed drivers.
Hopefully in time you might even convince Sydney's Daily Telegraph.
It's a long road, but we'll do it positively and respectfully, like we ask people to drive and ask people to ride.
Mark Texter, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Mark Texter, he has other hats, but he is also chairman of the Amy Gillett Foundation. That campaign, A Metre Matters, a bit of safety and respect there, mutual respect amongst road users. Education is next. It's 12 minutes away from 8. This is RN Summer Breakfast.